bring up Norma, our little wonderful Norma, who always has such wonderful things to share with us. Come on in, Norma.
Thank you. I got room for my water there. I don't know why I have decided to have a cough here, but anyway, get myself a little organized. It's always interesting the week that I begin. You know, I like to walk around. Hang on a minute. Let me just get organized and then we're fine. Thank you. Is this usually here? No, that's why I'm
late. We put it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah, right.
I'll get things. I was just going to say, the week that I begin to start to speak is that, hi Jim, happy birthday. I was sitting here thinking, I must phone this afternoon and wish him happy birthday. And we have cake today a little bit later, thanks to Trish, which I'll tell you about in a bit. So anyway, gratitude, thankfulness. I'm going to ask you a question. How many times have you already said thank you today? Have you said it once? Twice? Many times? Most of us don't realize, how many thank yous have you said in your head? When we think about that thought is prayer, that we are putting out the thought of what we want to create or what we want to do. And when things come across our path, like this morning when I had an email from New Zealand saying they'd like to do a reading, I had a big thank you. When I had a phone call for somebody else saying, am I able to see you today? I had to think about when will I be finished, when am I going to go, what lunch, what I said another big thank you. We forget that we're co-creating our lives. We forget that there's an energy that is in existence right now with beautiful coppers and golds outside that works with us, represented in many, many different ways and in different designs and different concepts of things. And so often we get so caught up in how we think it's supposed to look or how we think it's supposed to show up. When something comes along, we forget to say, thank you. The simple act of thankfulness, the simple act of the thank you that is so much a part of us, really, because we just either take it for granted, A, or we just assume, oh, that wasn't quite how I wanted it. Some days, I don't say thank you a lot because I'm caught up in my own mind about how I can create or what I can do and what it can be like, et cetera, et cetera. But I have a little thing I say very often when I go to bed at night, and I've actually written up in two of my books. It's written up in this one, Secrets for Living Happily, and it's also written up on Spiritual Principles of Wealth, which is, I've got copies of that at the back. And this is what I basically write. I just copied it onto here rather than reading it out of the book. When you go to bed, raise your thoughts upward to the universal source energy and say, thank you. Thank you for everything you enjoyed during the day. There has to be one thing you were happy about. Remember, I'm writing about Secrets for Living Happily here. Say thank you for that, whatever that one thing is. There may have been many enjoyments. You can say thank you for each one. Then, just a sec. In the morning when you wake up, raise your thoughts to the universal source energy and say, good morning. I will have a good day. Let good things come to me and let good things go for me. I give thanks, I give thanks, I give thanks. Doing these two things, you exercises every day for 6 weeks will create a big change in your life. Over the years, I've had many people email, well, before emails, pardon me, write letters, saying thank you for that little exercise. Because, as I said earlier, we forget to say thank you. We forget to look back and reflect. What made this day that we've just had, because we will not have that I remember one couple who'd come to the workshop and gotten the book and gone home, and they used to lie in bed. They told us what they told me. They used to be, every night now we go to bed and we discuss, what do we have to be thankful about today? And they said, at first we had a hard time finding stuff to be thankful about. Then after a little while, we found more and more things to be thankful about. And soon it became really looking forward to this time when we could sit down and be thankful for all these things that were taking place. And do you know, you were right, 6 weeks later, our lives are quite different. Now, what do they mean quite different? Did they win the lottery? No. Did they get new jobs? No. Their attitude shifted. Their attitude of how and what they wanted to create. How they wanted to see in the place. They began to recognize that the vibration that they have within themselves is what is in effect creating their world. Creating what sometimes we consider miracles happening because we didn't expect them. I'm teaching a tarot course on Thursday nights right now, and it's really interesting as we go through the symbology to remember some of the little basic things. And we just had the week before, showing how so often we get so caught up with what we're doing in our lives, we forget to bring in the newness, to allow it in. We block it out because it's not in our spectrum of what is expected. It is not in the spectrum of knowing that our greatest good. I studied religious science, which is a science of mind, for 8 years. And we talk like that. Our greatest good is always coming to us. But because we think it has to be green, or it has to be red, or it has to be purple, or it has to be this shape or that size, and it shows up in a different way, we reject. I was looking through the Bible, I was looking through the Science of Mind book to find out just if I could get a little bit more to add to what is just my words. What attracted me mostly was when I looked in the Bible, which most of us here had that kind of a background. If you haven't, well, some good words in that book if you know what you're looking for. And this is from John chapter 11, verses 41 and 42. And I kind of started in the middle of 41 and end up in the middle of 42 because this is what I wanted to say. And this is when he moves the rock away from Lazarus's cave, if you remember. He goes in there and Lazarus, who was dead, is now alive. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Thou hearest me always. I used to ponder on that for many years back as to what specifically that might have meant. And the thing is, it's your thoughts. And although we go on and on about how we think and the importance of your thoughts and the importance of what you create and how you respond, that's how that divine essence, God, Allah, or whoever you want to call this, Gaia, Earth, is anything, I don't care what name you call it, is an energy out there that hears the response to your vibrational energy level. It hears you. It hears you by what you are saying in your head. I am sure you all have people, as I know people, who it seems they cannot receive or see anything as being absolutely working for them. No matter what it looks like, it's not right. It should be different. Or they couldn't have something, live in regret. I just had a phone call the other day. Wow. Why would one live in regret? And usually, unfortunately, the people who do that don't want to hear anything different. So we just have to accept that and know that's really how they want to be. So your thinking is important. So let's move it back now. When you start thinking, thank you, isn't just a little word of, oh, thank you. What you'll find is you now begin to move into the gratitude element because you begin to put the energy behind the thought. You become grateful is an emotional energy that goes behind the thought that says, you say thank you, not just like a thought, oh thank you, yeah, that's nice, thanks. But thank you. Thank you for having somebody remember that I will read by Skype anywhere in the world, or can phone anywhere in the world. Thank you for right now that people want my services. I'm grateful. Because if I don't, they don't want my service, they don't eat. Let's face it. It's important. Eating is important. Living the lifestyle that I like to live is important. So I'm very grateful when those things happen. But I'm also very grateful for the many, many other unexpected things that happen. When you see the sun comes up. When you see the sun go down. When you see fireworks like I did out my window. Somebody was letting out a fan to look down. Oh yeah, there's some fireworks. Lighting up the sky. And I remember then when I was a child in New Zealand and we used to have Guy Fawkes Day, which is tomorrow for the British world. And we used to gather in our street. And I lived on a dead end street. And we used to have this big bonfire at the bottom and we made this thing called the Guy, which some of you will know what that is, but she has the British background. And we used to go up the street and down the street shouting, Guy, 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 pay for the Guy. And all the people on the street would come out and follow us back down and we'd put the Guy on the big bonfire, light the bonfire, and then we would, you know, have sausage roast. I think it was the only time that the neighborhood really got together. And we have fireworks. And it was a joyful time. And those of you that don't know the history, it was created because Mr. Fawkes tried to blow up the government. Only in England will you find that people celebrate a day when somebody tries to blow up the government. And I had to smile to myself because of what's gone on back east. I sat down to watch the Halloween show with live with Kelly and Michael, only to discover it moved it to Monday, the 5th of November, and I thought, well, that's appropriate. That was my headwork. So thanks for that. There are so many things that you can be thankful for in so many ways. So the first thing I really want you to be aware of in the thankfulness department is to become aware of what you are thankful for. So, I'm just going to check my timing too. Okay. Now, I want you just for a moment to close your eyes. And I'm going to go through some categories in your life. And I want you to think what you have to be grateful about. I'm going to turn over my page so I don't forget. I probably am on the... Oh, I didn't mark the right page. Never mind. I want you to think of your family. What do you have to be thankful in relation to your family? I want you to think of your work or career. What do you have to be thankful there? Many of us, like me, excuse me, are semi-retired and some are really retired. That's because they have pensions. Not like me. Think about your home, where you live. What is it and how many things do you have to be thankful about now? Some of us are probably really thankful we even have a roof over our heads. If you've been adventurous in life like me, that was a slate one time for me. And a miracle occurred, and I had somewhere to live. They got me back on my feet. In fact, I had several miracles occur within a very short time. Did I mention friends? I am so thankful and grateful for my friends. But they were being there. something, maybe you don't have this, but parts of your lives that don't really flow well. Some of it is having laws that don't flow well. Some of us have neighbors that aren't the best to have. Some of us have physical ailments that we may not wish to have. But I want you just to open your mind for a moment and think of what is it adding to you? What is it bringing forth? What is it adding? Sometimes we just have to take a different perspective. Sometimes we just have to realize everything adds. Everything adds. We don't like it, clouds. And we say we know our answers, we just don't like them. And why we don't like them is because we have to do something about it. And that takes courage. So many of you got your eyes closed, but you can open them back up for a moment. As I move more into the emotional element of gratitude. How many people here remember being angry in the last, let's say, 6 weeks or so? Anybody remember being angry? Put your hand up. Put your hand up high. Wait a minute. It's okay to be angry. I have a model around anger, by the way, that to me, you know, we feel angry when we feel helpless. None of us are like, oh, I don't know. Because out here in the general 40s, it's really not good to be angry. It's a natural emotion. Any feeling that you have is yours. But the thing is, do you realize that when you get angry, what is the level of the thinking that you're thinking when you're angry? I said, intense. And sometimes you want to kill whoever it is that's making you angry. I've been there. Doesn't work to do that because they lock you away. And always stop. I didn't think I really wanted to be behind bars for a long period of time. Now, what if you had and were able to clear out that anger intensity? Well, guess what you might, well, I'm going to tell you what's there. Passion. The difference in energy between anger and passion is that passion is cleaner. And when we put that energy behind what we want in life, it's like giving it a shot. It's like giving it, all I'm seeing in my head is a person hitting a baseball. I'm not even a baseball fan. In fact, I was sitting this morning watching my soccer game, you know. But anyway, the power of the bat, hitting that baseball way, way, way down. It's like having a bat. You're not just putting out a thought. You're getting energy behind it. Before I get ahead of myself, because my thoughts started to go too fast, I remember having thoughts with such a lot of energy and going, oh no, I don't want that. Anybody else with me on that one? Like, oh, what did I just put out? Because I had a lot of intensity. And if you want to change that thought or that being, you have to match that energy. You can't just think, you know, I teach a lot about thinking. But it's like, I'll change your thinking, you change your life. But if you have a thought out there that's really strong, you need to match it or better the energy of it, not the thought, but the energy, in order to diffuse it. That's where we get to create. And that's where we get to have fun, because we are the drivers of our own lives. The first time I ever heard somebody say that I was the director, the producer, and the star of my own life, I went, huh? Now, I'm not writing this a lot of years ago now. I'm the director? I'm the producer? Producers are the many people, right? And I'm a star. At that point, I was a little bit of a star in Vancouver. I'd been on TV a lot, radio a lot. I had my own TV show at times. So I knew what that was. A director? Because so often we're taught, hand over your life. Oh, I tried that. That didn't work very well. I did. So I went back to the drawing board after 3 months when my life was in chaos and said, what am I not doing right here? And what I realized was, I thought when they said hand over, They may end up everything. You don't have goals. You don't have anything. You just kind of wander around aimlessly. Doesn't work for me. Does for some people. Some people can live like that. I found I couldn't. But what it meant was give up how I'm supposed to show up. That's where I want to go. And you know what gets me a lot personally? I'm one of those people that likes going along really smoothly, and I get complacent. I just, you know, oh, this is going to be like this forever. Well, if you've ever driven a car down a hill and you just don't really pay too much attention, it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. If you're not driving, if you're not directing your life, if you're not at least projecting where you want that car to go, you get to a corner and you won't make the corner. And then you go, what am I doing here? Everything was going fine. I was being the director. I was producing. I was the star. It was wonderful. What happened? Because you forgot to direct. You forgot that your subconscious is the engine of your bus. And you are the star of how you direct that. But you must feel it. And it's the energy that you have. And if you're coming with energy from gratitude of what it is that you want, I often sit down and I contemplate, you know, how I want my life to go. In fact, no, I'm sure you don't mind me saying this, Trish and I went out on Friday night to see, we went to Kelowna to see at Cloud Atlas. What are you? Read my movie blog, review blog, I've written up about it. Great big long review. But anyway. We were saying there, how come we don't claim our power? How come we don't go and create what we want to create, what we want to do? How come we don't do that? And for a moment, standing there with Trish, I felt it. I had it. And guess what? I come home, and the next morning I wake up. Is my vacuuming done yet? No.
Who cares?
Yeah, I did. Put dishes in the dishwasher. That was a plus. See how easy it is in those moments we have it and we know it and we're aware of it? We go, yes, we can do this. And then somehow or other, we don't stay on top. I always think I'm just like everybody else. So if I'm doing that, it means others are doing it. Because I know I need to be directing where I am going, what I am creating. Do I know how it's always going to show up? No, I do not know that. But I am thankful for when things do show up, and sometimes in a very, very different way. And I'm filled with gratitude, knowing there is a force out there that works for me. I could say with me, but it's for me. It is absolutely non-judgmental. So when I'm putting out thoughts that perhaps I could say, this is not really what I want, it says, oh, you want that here? Yeah. Because as I mentioned about the anger, we often will put thoughts out when we've got a lot of energy about something and we don't realize, are we matching or greater than that energy to compensate? So when that energy shows up in your life, instead of being grateful that it's there and saying, thank you, it's there, to remind me not to do that, we go, I don't know about this life. It just doesn't work for me. But you are the director, the producer, and the star. And assuming personal responsibility, which of course we all love to do 100% of the time, then you will begin to work in creating. So I do hope, and it's sincere, I sincerely hope this, that in the next few weeks at least, that you remember the little exercise of when you go to bed, that you say, thank you for those things that have worked for you. And in the morning, you remember to say, thank you for the day that's coming, and knowing that you can do that.
And most important, that you feel the gratitude from your heart. Knowing that force of life, whatever you want to call it, is working for you right now and always. And I'm going to finish this here, but I have one more thing I want to do. So I'm going to say thank you for this part. Thank you.